Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Genesis 9 records the call of Abraham to leave Ur of the Chaldees and go where God would lead him. Get out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and curse him who curses you. And in you shall all the nations be blessed. Genesis 12, 1-3. The call of Abraham, as every serious Bible student knows, was one of the greatest events in the scheme of human redemption. The careful reading of Romans and Galatians will convince any open-minded person of that truth. Abraham lived approximately 2,000 years before Christ was born. The gospel was first preached in its fullness about 33 years after Christ was born. In view of these unquestioned facts, how could Paul write as follows? Know therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed. Galatians 3, 7 and 8. How could the gospel be preached to Abraham almost 2,000 years before it was preached on the day of Pentecost? By divine inspiration, the author of Genesis was able to look down through the centuries and know how the prophecy of Abraham's becoming a great nation would be fulfilled. God revealed to Moses that the Gentiles would be justified by faith. The word justify is a legal term and denotes pronouncing a person righteous. Becoming righteous in the eyes of God would be accomplished through faith. Does that mean, as Martin Luther taught and John Calvin taught, justification by faith alone? Luther even added the word alone in the following verse. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith alone, without the deeds of the law. Romans 3:28. If Luther's addition to the divine record is permitted, we have some serious problems with other scriptures. James denied that we are justified by faith alone. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. James 2:17. My friends, both Abraham and his children are justified by faith, which leads them to do what God commands. We are the children of faith, but not the children of faith alone. Abraham obviously did not fully comprehend what God had in store for his descendants, both physical and spiritual. His physical children became the nation of Israel, and that nation has exerted an influence far greater than their actual numbers would indicate. The Jewish religion revealed in the Old Testament provided a foundation on which Jesus Christ established the moral values of New Testament Christianity. In addition, the nation of Israel brought our Savior into the world. Paul wrote of the Israelite nation, Whose are the fathers? And of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Romans 9:5. Paul added in the Galatian letter, But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, made under the law. Galatians 4:4. The gospel which was preached to Abraham did not include the death, the resurrection, and the second coming of our Lord. The gospel was preached to Abraham in promise, not in actuality. God promised Abraham, In you shall all nations be blessed. The good news God announced to Abraham was that all nations, including the Gentiles, would be blessed through him and through his seed. And the seed, as Galatians tells us, was Jesus Christ. We thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.